With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Garrett Weyer must be pretty excited, being just 22 years old, the author of a well-received first novel, and interviewed on television's Today Show.
Jane Pauley interviewed me. That was really fun. I remember I met her husband at a party like millions of years ago. I just shook his hand. I remember thinking, oh, this is the hand that touches Jane Pauley, and then I actually got to touch it myself. It was really nice.
Garrett Weyer's novel of three young women about to graduate from the University of North Carolina, Pretty Girls, came about as the result of a major illness. Weyer had just started her junior year in Chapel Hill when she developed a splitting headache and weakness on one side of her body.
And so I thought, well, maybe I should eat something. And I went downstairs, these really steep stairs, and I got something to eat, and then I just sort of passed out, and I woke up in the hospital, and they were like, you're very sick. And I was like, oh, no kidding.
Just 20 years old, Garrett Weyer had suffered a stroke, which left her partially paralyzed and forced her to leave school and to return to her parents' home in New York to enter a physical therapy program.
I worked with machines. They had these high-tech kind of things to make me stronger. And just basically what it comes down to is deciding that you're exhausted, yes, it hurts, yes, but you're going to ignore all that and walk.
To occupy herself mentally, Garrett Weyer took a writing course and began work on what would become her novel, Pretty Girls.
I could be back in school almost. I'd had something else to do besides being sick.
Weyer received encouragement from her mother, a literary agent.
I'd finish a chapter and she'd come in and she'd laugh as she'd read it. And I'd say, oh, is it funny? And she'd go, no, you can't spell. I'd be like, thanks, Mom.
Garrett Weyer now lives in Philadelphia, where she's putting the finishing touches on her second novel, Pretty Girls, was published by Crown. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Garrett Weyer looks great, robust, terrific red hair, the picture of health. Yet in 1984, while a junior at the University of North Carolina, Weyer suffered a paralyzing stroke that forced her into months of physical therapy. While recovering, Garrett Weyer wrote a novel called Pretty Girls, which is set in Chapel Hill.
I was sitting on the steps drinking a tab and gossiping with a friend, and this pretty girl walked by, and my friend said, oh, Garrett, that girl is so cute. And I said, yep, yeah, that girl is so stupid. And my friend said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That girl's cute.
Garrett Weyer realized that girls could be stupid, mean, boring, and it didn't matter as long as they were pretty.
You're being a good decoration to a man if you're cute.
That's the basic theme of Pretty Girls, which is the story of three intelligent young women about to graduate from college.
I've gotten two bad reviews. One in a Greensboro paper in North Carolina and one from South Bend, Indiana. But I've also gotten some nice reviews, which is nice. But you see, you can't let the nice reviews mean anything to you, because if they mean something, then the bad reviews mean something too.
Garrett Weyer comes from a literary family. Her father is a writer, her mother a literary agent, who preferred that her daughter do something other than write because of the risk.
My mother was very hot for me to have a lot of money and have a lot of power. And she really groomed me to be one of those women who would go into the men's world and succeed as a banker, or, you know, run the Brazilian bank or something.
But Garrett Weyer, now living in Philadelphia, is doing what she wants to do. Write. Crown published her first novel, Pretty Girls. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.